Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. Plus, I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll discuss ways to regenerate your power. Next Friday, April 6th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that we're now in pre-order season for the 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. Now, through April 27th, you can save on next year's guide and newsletters by ordering them early. This is the only sale we have each year for the new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. So please help us to help you by ordering early now through April 27th. And do it now while you remember. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 8-week, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. Now, this program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. And if you register with a friend now through April 15th, you'll both receive a $40 discount in our Bring a Friend promotion. This program is taught by telephone, so you can take it from any location. And it comes with weekly study guides and replays of the classes. Plus, it's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, we'll refund your money. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Now, just one more announcement. Are you feeling frustrated, irritated, resentful, impatient, or angry about a situation in your life? This is normal now during Mars retrograde. These issues surface to be healed and released so you can move forward in the next 2 years without these blockages. Peg Donahue, who teaches 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business with me, is offering an emotional freedom and healing release for anger on April 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can take this class by phone or get the recording. It's a highly effective yet gentle process that releases anger and other negative emotions at the cellular level. The process bypasses the mind and the release is permanent. To learn more or to register, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for the anger release. Or call us at toll-free 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, are you still surviving both Mars and Mercury retrograde? If you still have your hair and you haven't been admitted to a nut house or committed any crimes of passion, you're probably doing pretty well. However, this period can be emotionally challenging because it tends to bring up old issues that need to be resolved and healed. Now, many of these things are painful since they bring up old emotional sore spots. And you might also discover that you're apt to get angry and yell at others. This is actually a common reaction to this cycle. So don't beat yourself up for it, though. Look at what's coming up and why it still needs to be healed. Then you can move forward and do so. Now, we're nearly done with Mercury retrograde. It's with us through April 3rd. And by now, I hope that you know this is a time that has commonly got problems with miscommunications, challenges with computers, cars, and transportation in general. All kinds of delays and schedule changes occur, and our priorities tend to get reprioritized very quickly and unexpectedly. Now, why would the universe create such a challenging cycle? Because it wants to slow us down so we can learn something, find our mistakes, and catch up. And if you will cooperate with the universe by leaving about 50% more space available in your calendar, you won't need to reschedule stuff so often, and you'll actually have time to catch up. One of the primary purposes of this cycle. Okay, now just raise your hand if you never need to catch up. Okay, I thought so. I'm not seeing any hands out there, so take a hint from the universe and catch up now. This is also the time to fix things. Just do those repairs that need to be done. It's also a great time to recycle things, donate items, or have a garage sale. And this is a great time to look back and review things. Make those photo albums or CDs or look at them from previous years. And it's also the perfect time to hook up with friends or old customers you haven't seen or heard from in a while. This is not a time to start something new because we're supposed to be catching up, not getting further behind. This is also no time to be signing a contract because realistically, you're probably not clear on your needs at this time and they may be different than what you believe they are. The Mars retrograde we're in now lasts through April 13th. Now, during this time, we're strongly encouraged to reconsider what direction we want to take during the next 2 years. And essentially, this is like doing strategic planning for ourselves and our businesses. The challenge of this cycle is that it brings up old resentments, angers, and frustration. This is actually what's blocking our past, so it's important to get this stuff out in the open where it can be handled and healed. Now, if you need help with this, get the book Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. And you can also go to his site at www.CNancyVictor.org. And he has a list of trained facilitators there who teach this process in your area. It's nonviolent communication. Now, next, are you feeling tired or maybe you have a cold or flu? During Mars retrograde, it's common to have less energy. However, we have a double whammy going on now since Mars is in range of an opposition to Neptune. The cycle is associated with less physical energy and the tendency to have a lower immune system, which can lead to illness. This is not the time to push the river. It's the time to get plenty of sleep and take extra good care of your immune system. So get those immune system boosters. Now, next, we have a cycle that's in range now through April 5th, and it already peaked yesterday on March 29th. The cycle is often associated with misused power or an exalted leader who is under attack from others who do misuse their power. This is the cycle of Sun square Pluto, and in this case, the leader is stronger and usually able to fend off the power abuses. However, if the leader is the one who misuses his or her power, then there can be serious consequences. The cycle can also be associated with the death of a leader or celebrity. And it's also related to transforming or regenerating your power, and I'll talk about this in depth shortly. Now, next, we have a cycle that's associated with deception, confusion, or uncertainty related to money and or relationships. The cycle is Venus square Neptune, and it will peak next Thursday evening on April 5th, right before the full moon on April 6th. Now, in this case, it might be that the value of our money is dissolving. An example of that could be a currency revaluation in which our dollar is devalued significantly, and there is a rumor about that going around. Another example could be a situation where a large amount of derivatives fail and a great deal of money is lost. Now, these are both possibilities for this cycle, as well as a myriad of other situations. This cycle stays in range through April 13th. Now, in addition, Venus is in even more tough circumstances because Venus is now also in range of a square to Mars. This indicates two things. One, we probably know what we want, but not how to get it. And number two, in some way, our money is getting cut. Either our expenses are higher or our income is less or the value of our money is less. So again, with both these cycles occurring at the same time, there is a higher probability of our currency being devalued. Rumor Control has been saying that the U.S. dollar will be devalued by 40%. Now, that's a lot, but it's a small amount compared to what it could be devalued by. So if that's the worst that happens, we'll thank our lucky stars. Now, next Friday's full moon on April 6th is very much involved in the dissolving money and relationship issues. So pay attention now. Do you have any cash or money market funds? Get them to safety by moving them to gold or silver coins instead. To learn how to do this easily, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for articles. Once you're there, click on the link for how to buy gold. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. We have only 2 days with a good final result next week, Wednesday and Saturday. So make good use of them. And also notice we have a falling out on Tuesday. No deals then. And lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my site. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com and click on the link for What's Up in the Heavens on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com. And do you know how to regenerate your power so you can use it more effectively? When I come back from this very short break, I'll give you some tips to do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about regenerating your power. And part of our revolutionary energies is for individuals to regenerate and reclaim the use of their own personal power. Instead of misusing your power, let's find out how you can reclaim your power and use it well. Now, right now, we're having a cycle which is associated with power issues, and particularly unexpected power issues. This is the Sun opposite Pluto, while the Sun is also square or conjunct to the planet Uranus. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this can lead to some erratic or unusual moves by leaders, or it can show up as leaders who end up unexpectedly leaving their posts. Now, we've seen a lot of this recently with different CEOs and other business leaders. More importantly, though, is how each of us utilizes and expresses our own power. Now, a number of us have avoided using power because we've seen so much misuse of power by others. There are actually two ways to misuse power, though. One is to abuse it, and this is what we typically think of when we think about the misuse of power. There's another equally important way that we can misuse our power, though. That occurs when we fail to use our power in situations where we should have used it. And not using your power appropriately is like leaving loaded guns sitting around in your living room and then inviting strangers into your house. It should not be a surprise when one of them picks up a gun and shoots you with it. It's irresponsible to not use your power. Now, when someone misuses their power by abusing others, it's important to remember that it takes two to tango. You can't abuse someone else unless that someone else allows you to do so. Of course, if that someone being abused is a child, an elderly person, a disabled person, or even an animal, then they're not going to be able to defend themselves easily. So for today, I'm going to discuss the use of power between adults who are not in special needs situations. However, even the elderly, the disabled, and children can use these tips to increase their power. Now, first of all, what kind of power am I referring to? Well, I'm not talking about force. Unless you're going to run around holding a gun to people's heads all the time, force is not true power. Real power is internal. Sometimes power is discussed as your ability to influence others, and that is one way to view it. This is the kind of power we see in politics. But true power, though, is a sense of groundedness combined with the sense of I am that I am. This is what connects us from the heavens to the earth. It's our sense of divinity connecting us directly to Mother Earth. It's a sense that we matter, that we came here for a purpose, and it's important for us to do our work. So true power is internal. So if our true power comes from within, what can we do to be more in touch with it, to really connect with the center of our power and use it appropriately? True power is tied to our integrity. And when we're out of integrity with ourselves, we immediately start losing our power. We do this by lying to ourselves or others, by blinding ourselves to what's really going on, and keeping our head in the sand. And we also become out of integrity with ourselves when we start attacking others or being in judgment of them. Those actions cost us plenty in the loss of personal power. Now, we know this because we can feel it when we do these things. There's that expression about losing face with others. Actually, we lose a lot more than face when we lose our internal power, but it's a fairly accurate expression in one sense. Others can see when we've lost some of our internal power. It's not a secret. We know when someone loses it or starts screaming at another person that they've lost their internal power. So they lose face or power or influence with the people who witnessed that or learned about it. So before we take an action or say something, we want to check in and make sure that we're in integrity with ourselves. It's important to remember that whatever another person is showing you, even if you think you would never do or say that, they're actually showing you some portion of your own energies. And they could also be showing you how you misuse your power by not using it appropriately to fight off power abuses. So keep this in mind when you check in to see if you're in integrity with yourself. Do this before you choose your actions and words. Now, did you notice that word choose? We're always choosing our words and actions. They're always our responsibility, no matter what another person has said or done. No matter what we're responding to or initiating, We're responsible for our own choices of words and actions and their impact. That's part of being responsible for using our power wisely and responsibly. And if you choose to have a temper tantrum or rant like a little kid, then you'll end up with about the same amount of internal power as a kid. Not much. Now, let's just imagine for a moment that you're a general of a large army, or you're someone who has a great deal of external power. Perhaps you're a CEO of a large corporation or a wealthy businessman like Donald Trump or Warren Buffett. Now, just how did you get into a position of having a lot of external power? The answer to that, from an energetic point of view, is that our outer circumstances always reflect our inner energies. People who have a lot of external power have managed to be true to their inner power. They stayed in integrity with themselves enough to accumulate a lot of internal power. Of course, I'm not talking about dictators or people who come to power using force. That's not true power. That's force. A person with strong internal power suggests that they have good control over the actions and words they choose, and they've given some thought to the other person's reaction to their words and actions before they choose them. There are many ways to say the same thing, and some of those ways will get you the results you want, and others will not. Someone with strong internal power understands if they wouldn't want someone else to criticize or judge them, then they had best not be saying something like that to others. We always get back the energies we put out, sometimes in even bigger doses. So someone with strong internal power chooses to maintain that by maintaining the honor of the other person. Now, just because someone is in integrity with their own truth doesn't mean that you or I will have the same truth or the same opinion about a topic or even the same agenda. So I'm not suggesting that someone with a lot of external power is someone with whom you will agree. You may or may not, depending on your views. What you can be sure of, though, is that someone with a lot of internal power has been walking their talk and living in accordance with their own version of the truth. Your version of truth may be different from someone else's, but that is no reason to disrespect another person. Anytime you behave disrespectfully toward anyone or anything, you lose some of your power because you're actually disrespecting yourself. So what can we do to increase or regenerate our internal power and use it well? First, when we're connected to the sense of our true well-being or the sense of our divinity, then we're really connected with the source of our internal power. There are different ways to feel this connection. Some people do it through meditation. Others do it through various forms of energy work. Some people feel deeply connected to the earth. Some people take shamanic journeys. What's important is that you use whatever method works well for you on a regular basis so you can regenerate your own inner power. The importance of that connection also suggests how vital it is to listen up and act upon our intuition or the messages that we get from our guides, angels, your high self, or whatever term you would like to use. When we develop the confidence to trust our inner guidance, then we're more likely to stay true to ourselves and create more inner power. So practice using it and trusting it. Now, one of the most important ways that you can increase your power is to be clear that you're the one who is creating your life day by day and moment by moment. Essentially, we're all mini creators or magicians, if you will, learning to use our power well. And as we do so, we transform the world around us. An excellent book on this topic is The Art of Soaring by two Russian authors, Vladimir Dolokhov and Vadim Urangov. And they give some great ways to reclaim your power by renaming yourself or any obstacle you encounter, which is, of course, always another reflection of yourself. Recently, I renamed myself. I am the one who quickly completes the codes for July 2013. This renaming allowed me to shave 3 hours of time off of an 8-hour job. There are many great tools in this book, The Art of Soaring, so check it out and start using those tools. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Do you ever wonder how to quickly and easily determine if an opportunity is for you? Using the prayer of leading, try this. Universe, or choose your word. If this is for me, expand it. If not, take it away. Usually when you use this, you'll know the answer very clearly within a few days. And if it's not for you, then you can use your valuable time to create prosperity in a different way. This is true even if you're asking about a relationship, as an appropriate relationship brings more prosperity to you. Either way, you win by quickly knowing if the opportunity is meant for you. Now join me again next Friday when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and save while you're doing so. You can also sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletter, too. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, I know Dr. Pat is coming up next, so please stay tuned for her. She always has great folks on her show. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation.